want to welcome you all this afternoon to this concert in honor of our colleague and my colleague, Colin Stern. Colin represents, he's going to set up a tradition here at the university. He is now in his 38th year of teaching, and in terms of longevity in the music department, we're 50 years old. 38 years is going to be a record for a good many years to come, so you'll have that to carry with you. You all know Colin, and he was on the interviewing committee when I came, so if you made a mistake, we know who to blame now. But before I came to the university, a young man came into my office 25 years ago, just at this time, and we were searching for a graduate school where this young man could go to study. And we were studying the program at the University of Pittsburgh, and one of the things that impressed us was the fact that this was a program in the history of music that had a strong component of performance, and this young man was a good performer, talented in a number of different areas. At the time I was talking with this gentleman, who later came here, got his PhD, and went on to a teaching career, I didn't know that a few months later I would be applying at the University of Pittsburgh and that Colin would be on that committee at that time. He now makes me, in terms of longevity, the senior member of the department, but not chronologically, I hasten to add. At this time, I'd like to call upon Dean Jerome Rosenberg and would ask Colin if you would please come to the stage.
Colin, I'm taking this opportunity to recognize a little bit in advance of the fact your formal retirement that will take place at the end of the current term. And I want to say a few things to you and about you to all of your friends who are here before I proceed with the formal part of this presentation. The bio on the back has lots of things, and I will not repeat all the various activities that Colin has been involved in. I might say that Colin is not only the senior member of the music department in terms of years of service, but there are very few people at the university who have been here as long as Colin. And the program notes reflect the contributions you have made to music in the department, in the university, in the world of music at large. But I want to say that our own family had its upbringing at the Antiqua concerts that your group performed at the Stephen Foster Auditorium. And I remember those Saturday afternoon sessions when we came and listened and came up during intermission and afterward and examined all those various instruments that seemed so peculiar and sounded so delightful. And our children have grown up to this day with a love for the kind of music that you and your group have performed. I see Roberta out there, and I want to mention that this has been a family participation, that Bobby and Colin have been together through many of these activities. There's mention in the program notes of the number of students who have been impressed with Colin's classroom work. I counted up the enrollments that Colin has had since 1970, and at the office of the Faculty of Arts and Sciences has data going back only that far. But since 1970, Colin has taught over 4,000 students in the classroom. So you can think of the many generations of students who had their upbringing in appreciation to the musical tradition of Western music. And I might say that although Colin is known mostly for his work in Renaissance and even pre-Renaissance music, he has taught graduate seminars in 20th century composers as well. And of course, his own compositions that we'll have a chance to hear this afternoon indeed are a mark of his contemporaneity. There is, I don't know whether it's a misprint in the program, but in the next to last line of the bio, it says, a stunning example of a multifaceted scholar. Whether it meant to say that or not, I don't know, but Colin certainly is multifaceted. Colin, on behalf of the president of the university, I want to present to you this certificate that confers upon you the title and status of Professor Emeritus of Music, not quite yet, but effective the last day of December 1986. And with that, I also have a presentation of a silver bowl that should be inscribed. I haven't opened the package to check the inscription, but there should be an inscription that records the dates in which you served this faculty and this university so well and so distinctively. Colin, I want to express on behalf of the university the appreciation of our entire institution for the many contributions you have made to us and through this university to the world of music.
Just quick words of thanks first to Jerry and then to all of you who came out today. I appreciate your being here. To the musicians who are my friends and who will play, and particularly to Gene Thomas, whose idea this concert was and who has worked hard to bring it about, and to all of those, my thanks.